What's good, everybody? It's your girl Naima B, your motivation MC, and I'm here to get Yo, it is really one of those mornings. I am like my eyes, I'm looking at myself right now. I am crying right now because I just watched something on Facebook and it's so crazy how things can get you like 100% out of your element and emotional and, you know, that quickly. And I don't know about you, but definitely me for sure. You know what I'm saying? I can't really speak for nobody else, but I can only definitely for sure speak to myself. And I got really emotional. So this woman, you know, goes to Old Navy. You know what I mean? She walks into exchange. She was just there yesterday. You know what I'm saying? Bought all of this stuff. Pretty much everything that she had on was what she bought yesterday. But the woman, this specific woman, she wears the tags on her clothes. Now, why a woman walks around with tags on her clothes, I do not know. You know what I'm saying? But bada bing, bada boom, that's her style. You know what I'm saying? She want to walk around with the tags on her clothes. Okay, sis, it is what it is. So she's walking around the store, whatever, blase blah, and she's has her stuff in her bag. All right, so here, base the scenario, has the stuff in her bag, but she's walking around looking at other things she can exchange and yada 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 yada, you know what I'm saying? So I guess a clerk is looking at her and sees her, da, 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 da. I'm believing that the woman sees her, she sees the woman, she feels like she's being racially profiled, so she feels like she's just gonna go to another Old Navy, because I feel like they have had to have made some kind of contact, because she said that. She was like, I felt like I was being racially profiled, so I was leaving to go to another Old Navy. Okay, boom. That's where you kind of, I wouldn't necessarily say set it up for yourself, but if I'm speaking in many different perspectives, in a way, I'm going to say, shorty, you kind of set that up for yourself, because you're walking around with a bag in your hand with all of this stuff of clothes, and yes, intentionally you was there to exchange some stuff, but then you got the tags hanging out and all of this stuff like that. Like, lady, you doing way too much. I understand that you an innocent bystander, but at the same time, you're doing way too much. If you got a return, sis, take that joint automatically to the customer service. Don't go walking around with your bag in your hand talking about you just looking around. You looking suspicious as hell. Stop playing around. Like, stop. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't pin. Oh, just because you black, just because you a brown girl. Like, sometimes people could just be doing things straight idiotic. You know what I'm saying? So back to the story. The woman gets outside of the store. The, you know, Caucasian, white, whatever you prefer. Lady comes at her and she's just like, ma'am, you can't leave the store without us seeing a receipt. The black lady's like, what you need to see my receipt for? Ma'am, you got a tag on your shirt. I walked in with the tag. So then the white lady, Caucasian, whatever you prefer, says, oh, you didn't walk in with it. I watched my cameras. I walk you out. You know, you walked out, whatever it is. That was a lie. You know what I'm saying? I don't know why she said that. She made that up. The white woman then grabs the black woman's arm. The black woman is recording the whole thing live on Facebook right now. When I tell you that, the white woman grabbed her arm and she said, ma'am, get off me. And she said, I am not letting you go. I am not letting you go. The white woman really, really believed in her heart that she stole this stuff. Now, I will say this, okay? If that was me, I probably would have did the same thing. Honestly, I don't even know what I would have did. You know what I'm saying? I'm kind of known to go off a little bit. You know what I'm saying? If I'm thinking about my track record, I'm just going to be a little bit honest. You know what I'm saying? And I know I'm public and the world is listening to me. But you know what I mean? I feel like people be doing things just to kind of get under your skin. scared. You know what I'm saying? I feel like people be kind of knowing what they doing a little bit. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like that woman, but and that's what I said. It goes to show that woman knew they before that woman walked out the door, there was contact. There was communication between both of them. She didn't just walk out of there with just racially profiled. She eyed the woman eyed her. So it was a lot going on before she even hit the dough. You understand what I'm saying? To be honest, the black lady, when she saw that she was being racially profiled, she knew why she was being racially profiled. Because she's walking around with the Old Navy tags hanging outside of her shirt. Come on, lady. Come on. Like, and these are the things like that I'm talking about. And yes, can I be honest? I've been in the situation. So I'm not even, it's not, I'm taking up for the white lady. It ain't that I'm, you know, trying to cause confusion amongst with my black people. I'm not trying to do none of that. You know what I'm saying? What I'm saying is, it is what it is. I have, and I don't even want to talk about an experience that I had, right? But I guess that's the thing that you're supposed to do. Since this is a podcast and I want to be as transparent as people can see, and I want them to see that I've been in a situation, and it, you know why I was crying? Because, you know, it hurt me inside. You know what made me cry? Because you would have thought by me was crying, I was taking the side of the black woman. I was actually taking my own side. And because I am a dark-skinned girl, and I'm just going to be honest, I have a lot of white friends. I do white people hair all the time and everything like that. But being a black woman, it's a little bit harder. You are looked at automatically as you about to steal something, or someone looks at me extra. You understand what I mean? Just because I'm dark, don't let me wear no afro. Don't let my hair not be done. Oh my God. But just the fact that I'm dark, it's just like I am gonna be looked at first before anybody in the store as a thief. But you know what? I will say this. And I've also worked at Ulta. I used to do hair at Ulta. I used to work as a hairstylist. And one of the girls, her name was I don't even want to give her that much. I ain't giving that hoe that much. I'm not. I'm sorry. I can't even give her that much. But she actually told me to watch out for the black women who come. Watch out for the black people who come in their store because they're the biggest thieves. And that's exactly what she said. And I was, when I say shocked, I didn't even know what to do. Like at that time, I think I was like 19 years old. You know what I mean? I couldn't even believe she said that. I was shocked. You know what I'm saying? I ended up telling the manager. They didn't do anything. You know what I mean? And I knew I had to go. Like it was about so long that my time was up in there, because you know it even got to the point where women would come in there, and you know, as Ulta is, the way Ulta set up is they have the salon in the back. So, and it's a store, like they sell cosmetics, beauty cosmetics. And then some Ultas have a store in the back. I mean, a hair salon in the back. And I was a hairstylist at the salon in the back. So I remember when we would have customers come to the back, let's just say if this girl, this Caucasian white girl was there in the front, as soon as she would see a black person come to the back, she would either run. Like, she didn't want to talk. She didn't have anything to say. And then finally, there was one situation where a black woman came up and she was in the front. And she was like, I don't mean to stop. The woman was like, hi, do you guys? She was like, I don't mean to stop you, but I don't do ethnic hair. Let me find somebody who does. Like, you know what I mean? And I just, it crushed me. Like, it just really crushed me. Like, you just stopped this woman in her breath because you don't, you can't comprehend the words that are coming out of her mouth are so beyond your world, right? That means if she says anything like a price or anything, your cosmetology mind won't comprehend what this other human is about to say. You understand what I mean? Like, yeah, I was gone. It didn't take me long. Since then, I never worked for another human being. And super excited to do podcasts on that, to do shows on just the growth and development of myself as an entrepreneur. So this show, the name of B Show, is going to be filled with everything. You know what I mean? A little bit everything. Bada bing, bada boom. Hair tips, beauty tips, financial tips, entrepreneur tips, just different things like that in the industry. And I'm super excited about it. So I love you guys. And that's all for now. You know what I mean? To the morning. You know what I mean? To the morning. See you in the morning. Check.